USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Votes on impeachment in the House-led Judiciary Committee are expected later today or tonight. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida has a question for Democrats.
Hunter Biden and Burisma, well, that's an interesting story. And I think just about every American knows there's something up with that. $86,000 a month, no experience, working for some foreign government while your dad's the Vice President of the United States. Is there anyone who believes this is okay? I know we got a few of my Democrat colleagues maybe run for president or might run for president one day. Would you let your vice president have their son or daughter or family member out moonlighting for some foreign company?
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have announced they've reached a deal in principle to fund the federal government for the rest of fiscal 2020. A vote in the House will be scheduled for Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcasts, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff, and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
A fraternity in California is in hot water. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A suspended fraternity at the University of Central Florida facing hazing allegations. At least one complaint made in the last 3 months claiming a pledge at Sigma Chi was forced to use cocaine. The university is investigating, saying hazing in any form is unacceptable.
A Senate committee has passed a bipartisan bill to keep President Trump from withdrawing from NATO. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says he introduced the bill alongside former late Arizona Senator John McCain shortly before he died.
And we introduced it then because we were so worried that all the president's bashing of NATO suggested, A, that he might leave, and that he clearly believed that he could do it on its own.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Wednesday voted to unanimously approve the bill, which now goes to the full Senate for a vote, which it's unclear if it will pass. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FTC is urging parents to find out whether any internet-connected smart toys will collect any private personal information from their child. Even though many of us look at toys as harmless, not everyone on the internet has good intentions. Nick Thompson is an editor with Wired.com, and he joins CBS This Morning and has some things you need to look for.
One risk is that if you have, say, a teddy bear that you talk to, those voice files will be stored in the cloud. If they're not stored securely, you could be exposing your kid's private information. Mm-hmm. If you have, say, a drone that has a camera in it, then it's video files of your children that could be exposed or could be vulnerable to a hacker. So there are trade-offs. These toys can be awesome, and there can be security risks.
Harvey Weinstein has tentatively agreed to pay $25 million in a settlement in which he's not required to admit to sexual misconduct. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Lawyers involved in the negotiations told The Times that all parties involved in the case, including the Weinstein Company and more than 30 actors and former employees of the bankrupt firm, have agreed on the details of the settlement. The agreement must have court approval before it's finalized. Also, Weinstein had his bail package increased from $1 million to $5 million after prosecutors said his ankle bracelet equipment was mishandled, leaving his whereabouts unaccounted for numerous times. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.